Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to the Wombat Sports Podcast here on blogtalkradio.com, also wombatsports.com, and gofightlive.tv. I'm Mark Zekiel, my host. Hopefully, in just a few minutes, Felicia Spence will be on with us. We'll be talking to her a little bit about making her her professional debut, coming off a really great tournament win from Tough Enough. It's a great story to be able to see this. She's all the way from Florida, which, we haven't heard much from a lot of fighters from Florida besides those out of the East Coast of Florida, that Miami and Coconut Creek area especially. It's going to be great to be able to talk to her a little bit about. She's from Orlando, so it would be interesting to be able to talk to her about that as well. And the exciting things that are going on in the 155-pound division right now. And it's going to be great to be able to see so much talent going on as well. Without further ado, let's get Felicia on with us right now. How are you doing, Felicia?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. How's training been going for this fight?
Training's been going great. You know, I'm just staying busy with everything, but I'm loving every minute of it.
Now, I was mentioning before you went on air that you were on the air that you just won the Tough Enough tournament this past year, and what was that experience like for you to take part in that into that tournament?
It was really, I thought it was an awesome opportunity. I felt lucky that I could be part of it. My friend Jamie Moyle took part in it and she won, and that's how she got into Invicta, and she's doing awesome. And it was just an honor to be able to participate and to have enough support on my end to get me over there for the tournament and both times. And it was just an honor. I really appreciated the partnership that Tough and Invicta brought, and not enough good things to say about it.
Now, how did you and Jamie, kind of hook up in terms of training and all that as well? Can you explain that?
Yeah, she actually used to live in Orlando and train at the Jungle, where I train at right now. So we were awesome training partners for a couple of years, and then she went back home to Vegas and started training out there. But she just continues to be an awesome friend and, helped me, just being a good friend, supporting me when I went out to Vegas. So that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I know. I know. So you go out there once in a while to train over at Syndicate, and to be able to visit her and all that as well. I mean, Jamie's done an absolute great job. I think it's kind of unbelievable just to think that, she went to the tournament and then she went to Invicta, and she's won her past couple fights in Invicta pretty solidly. And, I mean, she just has so much of amazing talent. It's just unbelievable to be able to see her rise. And she's one of the hottest prospects right now in the 115 division right now, so it's great to be able to see her be a part of this as well. I mean, she's going to be on the same card as you. I mean, what does that mean to you to be able to be on the same card with Jamie?
When I first won the tournament and knew that I'd be fighting, I was hoping that we could fight together. And, we were kind of joking about it, how awesome it would be to fight on the same night, to be able to meet somewhere out of state together. And then when she fought on the last card, I kind of thought, well, if I'm fighting on this card, she's not going to fight two cards in a row. But sure enough, she was on the card, so I'm not out of luck. So I'm excited to be able to see her and be part of her big night. And, I get to go out first, and then I can enjoy the show and watch her. So I'm excited.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely great as well. Tell me a little bit about how you got started in mixed martial arts.
It's just been a gradual progression from, one martial art to another. I was a kid training Taekwondo with my older brothers and then, transition into Jiu-Jitsu and then transition into Muay Thai and wrestling and just put it all together at some point. So that's pretty much how I didn't, anticipate doing MMA or boxing or anything like that when I was younger, but then I just started training and I just loved it. So here I am.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great kind of opportunity in order to be able to compete in Invicta and to have competed in the tournament as well. I know going into the Tough Enough tournament, the rounds are definitely a lot shorter than what I'm pretty sure you're used to as well. What was it like for you to kind of compete under the Tough Enough rules and have to work a little bit faster in order to in order to pick up a win?
It was all a great experience. I prepared for it. I felt comfortable with any time limit. If I have less time to finish someone, then that's fine. More time, less time, it doesn't make a difference to me really. I know I'll be conditioned to handle any of it. I thoroughly enjoyed my experience at Tough Enough. I was fighting later on the card, got to experience being a main event, and now I get to experience being the first one out, so I'm excited to do that too. And I've traveled my last three fights and kind of been through different rules and different settings, so I'm kind of feeling kind of used to it. It's kind of becoming a norm to travel and fight, so I'm happy that I had that experience to have to travel my last few fights and stuff like that. I think it'll be not an advantage, but an advantage for me having to travel for this fight anyway.
Obviously with Vegas, obviously you had Jamie to kind of help you out in terms of knowing where to go, and being able to figure out where things are. But how do you think it's going to be when you head out to Kansas City? And I know that Invicta's done a lot in order to get information out to you ladies about if you need certain things or whatever as well. What's it like for you to kind of travel in this situation where you're actually going to be going to Kansas City, and I'm pretty sure Jamie's going to know a couple things too, but what does it mean to you to kind of go out to Kansas City and be able to fight and kind of have that experience?
Well, I get to add a new place to my experiences. I've never been to Kansas City. I've been kind of near it to Illinois a few times, but I've never really experienced it, so I'm just going in there open-minded, and I know that Invicta will help me out if I need anything, and not really expecting anything out of it. I'm just looking forward to the experience and focusing on the fight. The location of the fight doesn't really impact so much. Of course I have to consider where it is, but it doesn't change my outlook on the fight or anything. So I feel prepared to go anywhere.
Well, it's an interesting situation because you and Rach are not from the area, so neither of you necessarily have the home field advantage coming in, so it'll be interesting to see that to say the least, and how many people are going to be cheering on your end versus her end. So it's going to be kind of interesting to take a look at as well.
I believe, I want to say she's from Topeka, Kansas, so she's pretty close to home, so I'm kind of anticipating more of a hometown crowd for her, to be honest, but which is fine. I'm happy to convert some fans.
Yeah, I mean, when word gets out that you're good friends and trading partners with Jamie, I'm pretty sure there'll be some Jamie Moyle fans that'll be warming up to you pretty quick. it's a great opportunity. I mean, is this the first time you've ever been to an Invicta event?
Yeah, it is actually.
Have you talked a little bit to Jamie about that experience and what the experience is like to be a part of Invicta?
We haven't talked about the experience in Invicta a whole lot. She's very happy with it, and I haven't really had that many questions. I just kind of, I just focus on the person that I'm fighting, and not so much the platform that it's on. It's definitely been a very affected experience up to this point with doing more interviews and having other people care about my fight a little bit more than usual, and definitely hitting me that it's a big deal and it's something that is a little different than I've ever done before. So
I just from the ladies that I've talked to and actually being physically there and a couple days before the event, it always seems like that it is a very kind of a loose situation where, if there's anything that's needed, Shannon and Julie are usually there to know what's going on and where to go in terms of that. Also in the fact that they, they're really dedicated to their fighters and, they think about the fighters first. So I'm interested to see how you do. I'm pretty sure that you're going to be a really great experience there as well, and it'll be interesting to see you kind of go through that journey as well. I mean, a lot of these girls are doing it for the first time, and you know they'll get that experience under their belt, and pretty soon it'll be second nature to you going to an event like this. So I'm interested to see how you feel about it once you go through the process. What's interesting is that Shannon's, and this is the second fight Invictus ever had at lightweight, which I think that Shannon and Julie are warming up to the idea that the lightweights are coming. And we've seen a lot of great news over the past couple months. I've seen a couple more amateur lightweight fights go on. We've been seeing, you saw that the International MMA Federation has now just opened a lightweight division in their amateurs, so there's a future for that as well. What does that mean to you as a fighter at 155? And, I mean, obviously you're a little bit excited about, you know, obviously having a lot bigger pool of talent to be able to fight.
Yeah, I think, you know, the more fighters that you can get on a roster, the more divisions, the better. You know, it'll include everybody. You know, I'm not kidding myself in thinking that the lightweight division is blooming and, you know, fully developed. So I'm definitely open to moving to featherweight to, you know, face more competition. If I, you know, can't find anybody to fight at 155, then I can move to 145, and I'm more than happy to do that. I feel like my body would be in a great place in a 145 division also. So I have no problem fighting people bigger at 155, but I'm definitely open to moving also, just depending on what Invicta would like for me to do and, you know, what opportunities are there in each division.
Yeah, I mean, I think the division, I think that the, excuse me, I think that 155 division, I think, is going to develop, and you're right, it's going to take a little time for it to kind of gain traction, but at least I know that there's stuff going on right now to be able to make sure that that is going to be a permanent weight class, and I think that Julie and Shannon will do their best to be able to open up as much as possible. But obviously there are options for you to drop to 145, and there's a lot of talented females at 145 right now at Invicta as well. So we'll see what kind of happens with you, and let's see how we'll have to see how this first match goes with you under the Invicta banner. I mean, Rach has a lot of experience. You also have a lot of experience coming into this fight. I mean, I actually like the fact that you both are coming into this fight really well experienced as amateurs as well. So, you know, what's your expectations coming into the fight?
You know, I expect anything to happen. I expect that she'll be, you know, comfortable in the cage. I expect that she'll be well-rounded. But I don't expect that she can match what I bring to the table. I feel like I've been preparing for a long time. You know, I have 6 fights on the record, but, you know, I've been in a lot more than 6 fight camps. You know, I've had so many fights I can't even count lined up and then fall through. So I feel like I've been through this process repeatedly, and I feel ready. I feel like it's my time to shine, I guess, and just, you know, finally make it to the stage that I wanted to be in years ago. And yeah, there's no better place in Invicta to do that, so I'm definitely excited. And I just expect it to be a fun night. I expect it to be an exciting fight. And, yeah, that's about all I expect out of it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, interesting fact, so far, all the all the Tough Enough tournament finalists that made it to Invicta are undefeated. None of them have been defeated yet. So it'll be interesting to see if you end up continuing that streak. I, you know, like I said, Tough Enough did a really absolute great job with this. I'm looking forward to when they announce when and how the next tournament is. But just to show that, you know, winning that tournament meant that there's some really great talented ladies that are out there and all that as well. So it's going to be interesting to see you kind of make your way into that as well. You mentioned, you know, that, you know, you've had to have fights before and all that as well. What's the scene like in Florida? It seems like there's a lot of stuff going on in the Miami area. You know, sometimes I hear some stuff from Tampa, but it's kind of interesting. You're from Orlando. You're basically halfway between Miami and Tampa. How's Ian been like in Florida in terms of female fighting, and what's your synopsis of what's going on over there right now?
You know, it's really coming too. It's been growing a lot. Actually, another fun fact: Jamie was, I believe, the first sanctioned female fight in Florida for an amateur fight and for a promotion down here, a local promotion. And you know, there was promoters looking for fights for me for a long time. And you know, lightweight division's not as full as straw weight, so it took a lot more time to find opponents for me, and then willing opponents also, because you know, the longer it took for me to get a fight, the more experience I got, and the less other people would want to fight me. So as the years progressed, you know, we got more opportunities. But yeah, Florida, you know, yeah, down south is huge, and I would love to go down and, you know, spend a couple days training at different places down there. It would be amazing. So I know there's a lot of awesome, you know, gyms and teams with a lot of really good female fighters, and also in Tampa. I know, like, Delaney's from Tampa and a few other fighters. Orlando, you know, we have a lot of gyms. We have a lot of local sport. You know, my gym is run by, you know, Mike Lee and Seth Petruzzelli, and, you know, we have a lot of people to help, and just, I think we have the best coaches in Florida for sure. I think we have the best coaches in the world, but that might be, you know, bombastic to say. But, I couldn't be happier where I am. I feel like every time I go to the gym, I get more knowledge, and, you know, if I ever feel like I'm not getting something out of the gym, then maybe I would switch. But right now, I feel like there's no better place for me to be, and I have a really awesome team and a really awesome coaching staff. So, yeah.
I mean, it's always great. I mean, it's nice to have that also the opportunity, you know, so once in a while to go out to Vegas and to be able to train with Jamie and Syndicate, because they're doing wonders over at Syndicate. Jamie's doing absolutely great. Roxy's doing absolutely wonderful. Roxy's comeback has been just phenomenal. You know, so having that option is always fun.
Yeah, Tom Lawler used to own the jungle with Mike and Seth, and now he's over at Syndicate, and he's doing awesome too. So, you know, I know they're doing amazing things with their fighters over there.
You know, quick fact: the first time I ever saw a female fight live was in actually Fort Myers. It was way long ago. I think it was like 2005 or 2006. And if I remember correctly, Seth was on that card. So, I've been to my first ever female fight to be able to watch it. Also later that year, a couple months after that, was the first time I ever saw a UFC in person. And I don't think I've seen a UFC since then. I think that was the only time I ever went to a UFC event. But yeah, I mean, yeah, it was an interesting scene when I was down there. But it's interesting to see that, you know, hopefully that we get some more amateurs kind of going down there. I once in a while see amateur fights down there, but more than likely they're professionals or what's going on. So hopefully we get to see some more action down there as well, and maybe. Maybe if Shannon and Julie will get a chance, maybe they'll actually do a card in Florida at some point.
That would be awesome. Yeah, I've never fought in Orlando before, so that'd be a really, really cool place to finally bring a fight. And the girls at the Jungle, we have an amazing female team at the Jungle. You know, we have a lot of amateurs that are starting to come up and compete, and, you know, I'm really proud of what they've all brought to the table, and, you know, they help me train, and it's really an honor to be part of such a big female team. For a gym, I think we have a pretty big number. I can't even say for sure. We have at least 5 active amateurs in the gym, and then a ton more that do different aspects of the sport, you know. So I'm really excited to see where the Jungle Girls go.
Are you the only pro female fighter out of the gym right now?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's great to hear, because you kind of were leading the way. I know Jamie probably led the way a little bit when she was there, but. Obviously she's not there anymore, but it's great to be able to see that and to have them look and see that how you're progressing and kind of be a be a way for them to kind of, you know, reach their goals as well, to say, oh, Felicia's did it. You know, she's made it to the big time. I think I can get there too. So it's great to be able to see that as well. And I love when there's all female teams there, because there was always so much support and all that as well. So it's great to be able to hear that there's going to be a lot more talent coming out of the jungle and in the coming years. So when it comes to coming up to Kansas City, who you bring in to be your corner?
Well, my coaches, Aaron Conway and Rich Grindle, will be there. I have a few other people coming. You know, my boyfriend's coming, my mom is coming, and my brother, maybe a couple other people. So pretty much just bringing, you know, the necessities, and everyone else will just watch from home, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, like I said, it's going to be interesting to be able to, you know, be able to cut weight and kind of get ready and all that as well. And it's even better that, like I said, with a friend, you know. I mean, I'm pretty sure Jamie's going to be able to help you out, you know, a ton and be supportive, and vice versa. You'll be able to be supportive of her, getting herself prepared for her fight too. So it's always better to have teammates at the same event. So that'll be interesting to see as well. So I really look forward. I think there's a lot of advantages to coming in at this fight at this moment and at this time. So it'll be interesting to be able to see you two slug it out in the Victus FC cage. So it's great to be able to see that as well. Have you picked up any sponsors at all coming up for this fight?
I have. I have a few supporters. I have Lucas Wine and Spirits is a chain out in Kansas and Missouri that's helping me out. And then I have some local Central Florida business called Standing Solutions, a flooring service. And then from back home in Englewood, Florida, a lawn care service called St. Thomas Enterprise is being generous and helping out. So it's really nice to get all the support from my, you know, hometown, and from everyone that I know, my friends and stuff. So definitely thankful. And, of course, the jungle, you know, can be where I am without my teammates and my coaches. So I'm always thankful for them.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned, you know, this is interesting. Now, you're originally from California. I think I was hearing somewhere that you were originally from Canada. Then you're mm-hmm. now you're saying you're also from California. Now that you're in Florida, is that correct?
No, I mean Englewood, Florida, not
Englewood,
California.
Florida. Okay.
Yeah, spelled a little bit differently.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, you're originally, according to WMA Jam, you're originally from Canada, right?
Yep, I was born in Montreal, and then I was real young, you know, when we moved to Florida. I actually lived in Georgia for a little bit, and then I moved back to Florida. So pretty much grew up in Englewood, Florida, and then I moved to Orlando when I was 18, so about 6 years ago.
So are you a dual citizen?
Yep, I sure am.
Oh, awesome. Awesome to hear. So you have that opportunity to possibly go up to Canada once in a while, too. I mean, there's so many great Canadian fighters, too. So it's great to be able to see that. And Valerie Letourneau, obviously, is from Canada, is currently in Miami. So,
really?
So, yeah.
You know,
what?
Yeah, I did not even know that. It's funny. Yeah, I've never had the opportunity to train up in Canada. You know, I haven't been able to travel up there the last couple of years for anything like that. But yeah, I would love to go up there and meet some of the fighters and train some people that I've looked up to for a long time, you know. That'd be cool.
There's so many talented people up there. I mean, especially in the Montreal area, I met quite a few, a couple of them when I was at the International MMA Federation tournament. There's a couple of Canadian female fighters, and a lot of them were from the eastern part of the country. So around Montreal and et cetera. So it was great to be able to talk to them a little bit. And I was going to mention that Val's actually over at ATT. So she's over at American Top Team. So, yeah, she moved down there to train. And obviously she's one of the gals to look out for at 115. I think there's rumors that she might be facing Joanna next. So it'll be interesting to be able to see how she does. But, yeah, kind of interesting little tidbit there. But I wish I could be out there in Kansas City this time. I can't be. But I'll be watching. I'll definitely be watching on UFC Fight Pass, as everybody else will if they are not in the Kansas City area. And hopefully I'll get your next fight, you know, in Invicta at some point down the line. I want to mention that your Twitter is at Fisha479.
That's right. Fisha, what you
and also on Facebook as well. Anything else I'm missing?
No, you can follow me on Instagram on the same handle, but no, you covered everything, I think, and I really appreciate your time and, you know, taking the time to interview me.
Oh, not a problem at all, Fisha. Like I said, I really look forward to this fight. I think it's going to be a great fight. 155 always brings a really, really hard, gritty fight into Invicta, and it's going to be a little bit different, you know, than what we usually get, and I'm saying that in a good way. So I'm interested to see how you and Rach kind of throw down and how that's going to go. I think it was a really great match. I think Julie did an absolute great job of matching you two. And like I said, I really look forward to seeing how you do in the cage. Best of luck to you. Hope that we get that. And I'm knocking on wood on this, saying that hopefully we're 3-for-3 in terms of the tough enough tournament winners being undefeated.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to show you guys all and enjoy it.
Okay.
I'm excited to go out there and do it.
Okay. Well, awesome. Great to be able to see that. And like I said, I'll hopefully at some point be able to see you live. But until then, we'll review you sometime down the line, maybe before your next fight. But best of luck to you and kick some butt.
All right. Thanks. Have a good day.
You too, Felicia. Bye.
Bye.
That was Felicia Spencer, everybody. You guys can check her out at Fisha479. That's FEESHA479 on Twitter and also on Instagram. Felicia Spencer on Facebook. It's great to be able to talk to her in terms of what's been going on in terms of that as well. So make sure you definitely check that out. We'll be back coming up on Sunday. I'm working on a guest. Dr. Alex Cannon, who wrote a book, he's actually out in England, but he wrote a book about female mixed martial arts. I'm interested to talk to him a little bit about it. He kind of takes it from a different kind of point of view. I think he's coming, you know, he's not coming in as necessarily a fan, but he's coming in as a researcher and having to study, you know, that as well. And I'm interested to talk to him a little bit about what he kind of deals with as well. Let's see if I can find out the name of the book here. If I can find it. Give me 1 second. I'll find the name of the book because I really want to talk to you. Here we go. The book is called Global Perspectives on Women in Combat Sports. So it doesn't just do women's mixed martial arts, but also boxing, wrestling, martial arts, and other sports disciplines. It's very similar to what we do here on the website. So I'm interested to talk a little bit about that. I'm interested to see where his kind of perspectives are, and it's going to be very interesting to be able to talk to him a little bit about that. And he talks about it, like I said, from a researcher standpoint. That means you know, from an anthropological standpoint, a philosophical, sociological standpoint. So he's taking a little bit more scientific approach to it, but I'm interested to be able to talk to him a little bit about this stuff. So I think we're going to have him on. We'll try to have him on Sunday. Like I said, he's over in England, so he's 8 hours ahead. So we'll have to be it'll be interesting to be able to see. Maybe we'll get him on at 1 o'clock our time, Pacific. It'll be like 9 o'clock his time on Sunday night. So it might work out. So we'll take a look and see what's going on in there. So I'll let you know, Alex Hannon, who's co-author of this Global Perspectives on Women's and Combat Sports, which I'm interested to talk to him a little bit about. So we'll have him hopefully on Sunday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. With that in mind, go to wombatsports.com, check out all the news. There's been a lot of fight announcements as of late. So there's some breaking news that just came out that I'll be posting tonight, so make sure you guys go up there as well. With that in mind, we'll see you guys this coming Sunday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. With that in mind, we'll talk to you then.